Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the show today, Pat Carlini, catchphrases for everyone, and Josh Arnold in one of his first appearances on the show as a guest host. It's all right after this Halloween favorite.
We have a great guest in the studio. He is comedian Scott Dunn.
Halloween is coming up, and that can only mean one thing. Friars Club Roast of Frankenstein.
Yeah! Hey, Frankie!
Yes. Live from the Haunted Comedy Castle in Transylvania, please welcome your host and vampire, the Prince of Dark Comedy, Count Dracula. Yeah. Blah, blah.
Yeah!
I just flew in from Haiti. Boy, are my wings full of hepatitis. Ba-dunch. Wow. I haven't felt this bad since I overdosed on Viagra. It almost killed me. I couldn't get my coffin closed. Ba-dunch. Boo! Blah, I guess this castle is haunted. I haven't seen this many ghosts in one place since I toured with the Rolling Stones.
Wow.
I don't want to say those guys are feeble, but after biting Keith Richards, I lost a pint of blood. Boo! That joke stunk 200 years ago when you told it about Mozart. Blah. Speaking of Wolfgang, please welcome our next presenter. This guy has humped more legs than Paris Hilton in a VIP room. The original insult comic dog, the Wolfman.
Ow!
Hey!
Ow!
Hey, let's hear it for Dracula. Horrible. You might be the undead, but those jokes aren't. When you said you were going to suck tonight, I thought you meant blood. I received Brazilian wax jobs that were less painful to sit through. I haven't seen an act this despicable since Frankenstein tried to wipe his butt with the mummy. Frankenstein, your breath is so bad, Igor walks hunched over just to get further away from your mouth. Poor Igor, he really is hunched over. This guy has sniffed more butts than I have. If you think I'm crazy, talk to Igor. His worldview is nuts. And he's dumb, too. When Igor heard we were having a roast, he said, I'll bring the stuffing. And then showed up with Frankenstein's wife.
Wow.
That's right, Frankenstein. I don't want to say your wife's not satisfied with you in bed, but she keeps borrowing the witch's broomstick, and it ain't to fly. The only contribution you make to your wife's pleasure is when she uses the bolts on your neck as a power source. And don't you laugh, Dracula. Women find Dracula so repulsive, Massengale had to create a garlic douche.
Oh my God.
The last time Dracula sported wood, it was a stake through the heart. Speaking of heartbroken, I'm glad to see Broomhilda made it here tonight. When I heard the Wicked Witch of the East was coming, I assumed they meant Ann Coulter. But it's great when the witch shows up. I'm not the biggest dog on stage. You were one ugly witch. She turned a prince into a toad, and he was still out of her league. After one date with the witch, the boogeyman jumped out of the closet and said he was gay. And don't forget Skanky. The witch has more fleas than I do. You think the warts on her nose are bad? Let's put it this way. I wouldn't kiss the witch, and I drink out of a toilet and lick my own balls. Seriously, if you were any bigger hag, you'd be replacing Star Jones on The View. Well, speaking of fire, someone just lit a torch. That's either my signal to get off or things are about to get ugly. Either way, good night.
Here's some extra. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. Let's see if we can get this right. Right next to me, here in the Napa Auto Parts Studios, it's Pat Carlini.
Give me some of that.
Oh, I like that. That's, I mean, that's working very well. That's the voice of our guest host, comedian Josh Arnold. Pete Taz, our fact checker. Chick McGee draining a bottle of water.
Sucking it down.
Okay, there we go. Now, this is Tom speaking. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. Coming up, sex over the age of 85. Oh, yeah. Are you wearing your Fitbit in bed?
Yes. Do you think if I tried to call Ryan Gosling, he'd return my call?
I think no.
We'll try to get him on the show one morning. What do you think?
Oh, we should. We've had him on the show before.
I don't remember that.
You don't remember anybody?
No,
are you talking
about
Ryan Reynolds or Ryan Gosling, Tom?
Well, I know Ryan Reynolds was on, but that was when he was on Two Guys in a Pizza Place or whatever the hell that was.
I'm not sure. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom program. Now, we're working on a catchphrase.
There's got
to
be somebody out there who knows guest. Ryan Gosling. Okay, go ahead. Sorry. I'm muddying the waters. I know we're working on a catchphrase. And now I'm in trouble. I don't know why you started another topic. Well,
your obsession with Ryan Gosling is truly fascinating for all of us. Have you seen his new movie?
The Big Short.
The Big Short. I did see The Big Short. Mm-hmm. He's the best part in it, of course.
Okay, very good, because he's
Ryan Gosling.
No, do you have a catchphrase for Ryan Gosling?
Give me some of that.
Original one.
We've got another.
They're coming in quickly. Here.
We got another catchphrase for Josh Arnold. How about Gosh Arnold?
Huh. How about Get you some?
Get you
That's
some.
That's kind of like. Give me it's some of that.
It is a little similar to
it's
give
a little
me some
tidier.
Let's try get you some. I don't think it's going to work.
How about hot dad?
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show live from the Napa Auto Parts Studios.
Will you turn it down?
Trying to set the mood, okay? I got to break the sorrowful mood that you brought on the show. That's the laugh of Pat Carlini.
Get you some.
You see it? I
don't know. See, now that really implies that not only is Pat Carlini available to you, she's available to everyone.
Sure.
And there may have been a time. I don't want to. Yeah. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, dear.
Oh, that time.
We got another catchphrase for Josh.
Okay.
Right. We'll give it to him.
Here.
You write it down?
No, he'll read it when you come back. It's okay, new catchphrase.
Does he go first or second?
No. Would you introduce it like you have been 9 million times, and then he'll give the new catchphrase.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, here we go.
Give some new music here. All right.
Play the one that sounds like the New Radicals. I like that.
Here we go. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show, live from the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Right there next to me, it's Pat Carlini.
I'd eat that.
Oh, my gosh.
Maybe we shouldn't have passed him that note, Chick.
Yeah. Let's review these before you just throw them
on. I didn't know you were going to introduce Pat Carlini before he said his new catchphrase.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you, Dave in Kentucky.
Give me a heads up.
Hey, Dave, well done.
I need that.
Dave's our listener of the day.
Thank you, Dave.
No, he's not.
Dave, my man.
No, he's not.
I like that Josh will just say anything we put in front of him, like
he's a team player.
Yeah, oh yeah, I'm trained in short form improv. I guess
sure,
and
you are.
Yeah,
okay, I mean occupation so. And a place. Okay,
so far
I heard ice cream shop.
I work at a hardware store on the Arctic Circle. All right,
is someone writing down your catchphrases? So far we've got
give me some of that.
Give me some of that.
Get you some.
Get you some.
What was the one before?
Yeah. What was the one that you said?
I think good looking out was.
Good looking out.
I don't
yeah,
think that's
little too hip that for you.
That's never not going to work.
Never heard good looking out?
No, you're too hip for me.
Well, that's hip.
I'd eat that. I'd eat that isn't bad. It's just it's all in the delivery.
Exactly.
I like the new we pass him the catchphrase instead of announcing it first.
Yeah, that's not.
I like that.
The new format?
Yeah, that's the new format.
So let's submit your catchphrase for Josh. Remember, get her done is taken. Dynamite is taken.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Here's your sign is taken.
Not gosh, Arnold. Gosh, Darnold.
Oh.
Gosh, Darnold.
Wah, wah.
That sounds like something from the Disney Channel. Gosh, tonight Darnold. On a very special episode gosh, of Darnold. Gosh Darnold. He's a pesky little kid, isn't he? yeah, I don't like that
he's
one.
A pesky
in a whites-only community. It's Gosh Darnold.
Executive produced by Tom Griswold.
With a cat named...
It's Gosh Darnold and his Maine Coon.
Coon.
Thanks for...
That's the name of the breed. Maine Coon. His name was Herbie.
I prefer the Maine Poon.
Herbie.
Yeah, that's absolutely true.
I think we have another catchphrase coming in.
We have another catchphrase coming in.
Now, can you give these to Dean to at least look them over?
Here it is.
You don't trust my judgment?
No, I don't trust yours or his.
Go ahead.
Yeah, and I don't know the rules.
It's a good one.
Here we go.
I'm only handing it to him last second.
All right. Okay, here we go. Stand by.
Can't wait.
There's the organ. Thank you, Michael. Now, welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show live from the Napa Auto Parts Studios. That's Pat Carlini.
Climb on top, baby!
Oh, my gosh. They're getting worse.
Yeah! No, that's not worse than I'd eat that.
That's the voice of Josh Arnold, who's about to get fired even though he's not being paid.
He doesn't work here, and that's what makes it so difficult.
That's going to be really interesting. Guest fired from Bob and Tom.
Is the delivery too aggressive?
I got to write these. Is someone else writing these down? I don't have time for this. What's the new one?
I think it's creepier.
Climb on top, baby.
It's creepier if I'm just... Climb on top, baby.
Oh, there you go. Well, yeah.
Okay, that's nice.
I'd eat that.
Maybe just does someone already use the catchphrase just what? Baby?
Baby.
Baby. Arthur Penhollow, the great DJ from Detroit, does that. So you can't use that when it's taken.
Baby. Pleasure of listening to Arthur.
He's great. How about? Here I got one. I got a one word. Let me see if I can sacrifice
delivery.
Somebody wanted
good.
To know if the guy from Toy Story 2 had a catchphrase because that's come up again.
Well, you do look
how
like
I
the guy.
Resemble Big Al from
the toy thief from Toy Story 2.
Right.
You do.
We got to get it. But you do
it's
look
stunning.
Just like him.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
They saw you somewhere and did a cartoon of you.
You're right. Someone might owe me money.
There you go.
Now I got to tell you, if you can make a list of your favorite scenes in movies, just a scene, not the whole movie.
Yeah.
The scene where they sew up the puppet.
Yeah.
Where they
the old man is doing it.
The old man is. That's one of my favorite scenes ever in a movie. That is so brilliantly directed and orchestrated.
Yeah, he paints over the initials on the boot. Yeah, it's really nice.
Remember that scene? Oh, it's so beautiful. It's really great. Remember the...
this is Toy Story,
right? Yeah, the cowboy. Yeah.
He's fixing Woody,
This is the cartoon.
Well, this is Tom's favorite movie.
Toy Story 2 is one of my favorite movies.
And Toy Story 3 holds some of the most emotional...
Oh, yeah.
Wallops.
You're crying, and it's about puppets.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, we got a new one here. Uh-huh. All right, okay. Now, you're going to hand it to Josh?
Yeah, right now. Go ahead.
So I haven't seen this one, so this has not been vetted, if you will. Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. Let's give her a try. Mm-hmm. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. We are live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios with Pat Carlini.
You got to hit that.
We're adding sound effects.
Sorry.
Come on, Chupa.
Flemball. Yeah, Tom almost died.
I might not have vetted that properly.
Did somebody send that?
That's one of the nice ones,
That's
Pat.
That's one of the nice ones.
You got me there. I'm choking on my own snot. Okay, well, we'll continue to work these. What was that last one again?
You got to hit that. D-A-T.
Well, no, but then if you say, what was it again?
You got to hit that?
How about a little sound effect with the catchphrase?
You want to try?
Sure.
Okay, here we go.
No, we don't have to. Okay.
I'm sorry. It doesn't work without the music.
Well, it doesn't work this way either. So.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show, live from the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Right next to me, that is Pat Carlini.
You got to hit that.
Oh, my God.
I like it better without the sound effect, I got to tell you.
Do the waffle.
Coming up, we'll be hearing once again from the Dinos.
That's the Dinos
in celebrity news yesterday because of Florence Henderson, but also in the news yesterday, Kanye West, mm-hmm. who's back in the news again today.
Of course.
Incredible again. Dick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he said a couple days ago that, what was it he said?
What hasn't he said in the last couple days?
He said he was $53 million in debt. I find that hard to believe. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And okay. I'm hoping Kim has a prenup if that's the case.
Yeah.
And he's the greatest artist of all time.
I need a timeout.
Okay.
Have you seen, they put up the picture of Josh and the guy from Toy Story 2.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Look. Wow.
That is amazing.
That is on the Bob and Tom app. That's on Twitter right there. But
okay.
The
Bob
and
Tom.
That's sure to get me laid.
Just go to the iTunes store or Google Play. It's free, the Bob and Tom app. If you're not on Twitter or whatever, you can just pop right on right there. And get easy access. It's a photograph of the guy from Toy Story 2.
That's funny.
Who is the thief, and Josh Arnold, and the resemblance is uncanny.
What's that character's name?
Yeah, I've got the aluminum smile now, but otherwise it is dead on.
Yeah, check that out. Now
this is
Kanye.
Terrible.
Kanye said he was $53 million in debt, and then as I mentioned, he tweeted a message to Mark Zuckerberg, the head of Facebook. That he needed to borrow $1 billion.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he was one of the greatest artists of our time, which is why he needs the money.
The greatest artist of all time. Mm-hmm. And again, to belabor the obvious, wouldn't you, if you were going to try to contact Mr. Zuckerberg, I would suggest Facebook.
Oh, yeah, instead of Twitter.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's the guy.
You don't drive your Chevy over to ask for a free Ford. I don't know about the thing. But Kanye is in the news again. This time it involves Saturday Night Live.
Yes, if you can believe it, Kanye West threw an epic tantrum behind the scenes of Saturday Night Live and threatened to walk off the show during its live broadcast last weekend. You saw this. SNL producer Lorne Michaels had reason with Kanye to keep him from bolting from the Melissa McCarthy-hosted show.
Yeah, I guess Lorne Michaels saved it. I mean, he was going to leave. Saved it. He actually performed it. Mm-hmm. So,
it was after Kanye's wife, Kim Kardashian, entered the fracas to help Kanye down, calm him down a little bit, but that didn't even work. Kanye reportedly wasn't happy with the SNL set, but I'm not talking about today, for the musical appearance, which included a video screen and not much else. He was telling everyone that he is the greatest artist of all time.
Why are we putting up with this?
I mean,
there was a sketch later on in Saturday Night Live. I think it was Kyle Mooney who thinks he's a rapper or something. He and Kanye were going to have a rap battle, and I think I got the impression that they set that up because Kanye wanted to come off as he's changed. He's a much nicer guy because that's what it was all about at the end. I'm not an angry Kanye. I'm a nicer Kanye.
Not angry.
Stuff like that.
A loving Kanye.
Well, yeah, we need to be able to defamous some people.
Yeah.
I agree.
This is obviously all went horribly wrong. I'll get that. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hi, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie.
You talking about Kanye's meltdown on Saturday Night Live again?
Yeah.
Oh, it's all over, and I ain't surprised about it because it must be hard being surrounded by all them highly creative people when your only true talent is being a dick, Kanye. Probably hard to concentrate. And I knew your wife, Kimmy, was way into BBC, but she hit the jackpot with you because you're a life-size dick. And I'll say, right to your face. Think about it, Kanye. Think about it. If Dix had a Richter scale, you'd ring the bell on it every time. Oh, God, you would. And, you know, people make excuses for him and say he's unaware of how he is. And he can't help himself. And my counselor says people like him are just called Marxist-cystic. But if it's a real condition or disease, they wouldn't name it after a Marxist. It'd be named after Axl Rose. And Kanye, you'd be the poster child of this condition. When you make somebody like Floyd Mayweather look humble, you know you've got issues. Did you see his performance on the, like, backstage? He had a meltdown, but on stage it looked like he did, too. I mean, what in the hell was that? That ain't music. Sounded more like 200 manatees simultaneously mating while filling the river with underdeveloped diarrhea.
Oh, dear.
Oh, I swear to God.
Very specific.
You know, on Twitter, Chick, I know you read Twitter. He still claims he didn't do that butt play with Amber Rose, and he denies it. Oh, yeah, Kanye, then how come everything you produce sounds like ass? I think you're guilty as charged. And I don't wish harm on any of my fellow men. But I wouldn't be upset at all if the whole East Coast, West Coast feud flared back up for a few days. Mm-hmm. Then whoever shot Tupac and the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air can come out of retirement.
He's still
even the store with your obnoxious ass. And here's the other thing. People who say they're the greatest don't go around calling themselves the greatest. They just answer to Mr. Coverdale and hibernate between concerts.
That's right.
They don't throw temper tantrums in front of company like a fat kid that dropped a dilly bar in the sun. You know what? The fact remains, after today, I hereby declare I'm done talking about Kanye West. I swear to God, I'm done with it.
Well, mm-hmm. We're sick of hearing about him. Yeah. You're giving him exactly the kind of attention that he wants.
You know, Tom, I don't know that to be a true fact. Actually, I found that most people I talk about don't like me talking about them. Currently, I'm fighting no fewer than 14 cease and persist orders.
So really?
I know this is his agitation, and I don't care if I've already spent my prepaid attorney fees over him cases. I'll represent myself because I own 7 of the 10 cassettes of the highly coveted Verbal Advantage series I bought at a garage sale, which gives me the upper... It makes me have good... I can't think of the word. Anyways, I'll just say objection over and over. Then what's the judge going to do? Then I put the bonus on him. Plus, my Uncle Sonny used to play euchre with some major players in the free press. So, Kanye, just keep up what you're doing, and I'll just write Glenn Beck again. He gets our letters. And you said it, too. He locked $53 million in debt and now begging Zuckerberg to bail him out. Hey, how do you lose $53 million? He ought to let Amber Rose go digging in your back door again, Kanye. Maybe it's there.
Oh,
yeah, he probably calls it a safety deposit box. Either way, I bet you miss her dropping dimes in your piggy bank, you dick. You ungrateful. That ain't a threat, really. Expect to hear from Glenn. I gotta go.
Okay, thanks.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in the oil-rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.